What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Good, the Bad and the Stupid. It's Friday, the 26th of June. It's Wing It Friday, that's what we're calling it, because I've left all the newspapers in the shop again. I did the same thing last Friday. So if you listened to it last Friday and you thought it was good, stick around. If you listened to it last Friday and you thought it was shit, time to leave. But I bought the... I went and paid. That's the only pisser about it. I'd rather not go and leave the papers in the shop. But for some reason, I bought them and then went into another shop, picked up some other stuff, didn't put them in my bag and left them behind. So I've obviously got a faulty brain on a Friday. Faulty brain Friday. I was up rather late last night, to be honest with you. Chatting. Anyway, what was I going to say? Well, we're going to wing it. I've got some stuff. I did get some... what it is, I left half the papers. I still had a couple. So we'll go with that. But it means it might be short. But don't worry. My charm will overcome. Anyway, Boris Johnson has been accused of giving favours to the rich. That's obvious. It's conservatives. Conservatives, they're like fucking scratching each other's backs like bare necessities. You know, like fucking... they must have like one of those... trees in the middle of the Conservative headquarters, you know, where all the bears go up, and I mean the bear in Jungle Book rubs up and down his back. They're all scratching each other's back on there. It must be like a rite of passage. But anyway, he's been this guy. He's an ex-porn baron, of course. And there's a picture here of him and Boris Johnson on a swing in like a play park, it looks like. So if that ain't a fucking odd photo opportunity, I don't know what is. And it looks a long time ago because Boris Johnson's got short hair. But anyway, he's a porn baron. And he's got £1 billion property development going on. And they want to rush it through so he saves £45 million on his tax bill. I mean, that's fucking... these are figures way beyond my my comprehension. £45 million he's trying to save just on his tax bill. If I ever fucking come anywhere near £1 million, I'd be like... you know, I'd think I was fucking the bee's fucking knees. I would be the bee's knees in my circles. But, I, you know, that would be like, I've made it big time. This guy's talking £1 billion with a £45 million saving just on his tax. And, like, you know, it's another fucking world, isn't it? Here's us scurrying around at the bottom. Well, here's me. I don't know about you. You might be up there with him. Here's me scurrying around at the bottom. For the dregs of what's left, but not for very long. Don't you fucking mark my words. You mark my words if I can speak properly. This podcast's going to make me at least £1 million. It's got to. I've seen some people make millions off podcasts. I don't know how the fuck they do that. I don't know. I tell you what, it's hard enough just to get people to find you. You need to be good at marketing and advertising, and obviously you need to be good at doing podcasts as well. But the Brummie accent, it's taking on. All you from another country, I've got a Birmingham accent. Birmingham, England. It's the second city, but it's got the best, sexiest accent. And it's got the... it's under massive development at the moment, so there's loads going on. So come visit. Come see us. Just avoid the rough parts, because you might get mugged. I was going to say, a guy has been... there's another... amazing sporting event called Cherry Pit Spitting. It's in Italy, and basically you suck the pip out of a cherry and you spit it as far as you can. And the world champion spat it for 22.8 meters. Now I think I could beat that. So I reckon if I was to enter that, I would actually become a world champion. So you know, I mean, you get millionaires aside, to be a world champion at something, he's like, you know, something really to put, to be hold pride and place up on the mantelpiece, a photo of you spitting cherry pips. I mean, your family's got to be proud, but it's a custom, it's a custom event that's been held for hundreds of years, or a long time in Italy anyway, and they said that they had complied with COVID-19 hygiene rules by not spitting in each other's face or in each other's direction. And they're all there, like, with, like, you know, like a fucking sports top on and everything, and, like, you know, not all of them, but there's a couple there. Some of them have just got normal attire, but It's, you know, that's something to... I mean, if they train for it as well, they've got to train for it, haven't they? All you need is some cherries and a back garden that's bigger than 22.8 metres. I wonder if you can get disqualified, you know, when the guy who does the... when they do the... What's it called? Hop, skip and jump. And they run, and then they got to put their foot on that board before, and they've got to like fucking up, skip, and jump. But if you miss that board or go over the line, you get disqualified. I wonder if that is the same with cherry pit spitting. You have to like take a bit of a run up to the yucky to give it, you give it your all, like the way you would release the javelin, and then flub it, and then hopefully come home with the trophy and be the pride of your family. But then if you're not do that, if you want to practice for next year or start your own, you've got to have a little area called the Sputterdrome. That's the area where you spit from, the Sputterdrome. So check it out online. Set up your own little tournament. You get everybody joining, all the locals. Everybody come down. Once a year, cherry pit competition. Anyway, let's fucking get off that. another guy who's... well, this is another... A father of 30... A father of 30. I mean, fucking, that's some high numbers. Here's me talking about fucking numbers on the monetary scale. 30 children. You can't surely remember all the names. And you can't surely keep up with who's fucking doing what and who's meant to be sleeping where, which age everybody is. How can you keep in track of all that? 30 children. He's in Tanzania, but he's just become a millionaire overnight, so his life's just got a lot easier. At first, it was sounding really, really hard. 30 children, trying to manage that. That must be like, that ain't a full-time job. You'd need to like employ a couple of other dads to come and be your dad number two, like your deputy dads, deputy dad number one, deputy dad two. And everybody's telling them, right, you brush your teeth, you go to bed, you change your clothes, you comb your hair, you, it's your turn to cook, you... Have you done your schoolwork? You, back from the nursery, have you banged your knee? What have you done? Get a plaster on that. Make sure you clean it first. It's going to be all that, and it's going to be... You, get off the fucking DVD player and going at your mum in the kitchen. It would just be chaos. Anyway, he's just unearthed two, what is it, book-sized stones weighing 5 kilograms each, and they're like gemstones, and they're worth $3.4 million. So, fucking happy days. That guy is going to go, right, I'm fucking rich. I'm retiring. You 30 can still carry on growing up and doing as you're told. And I'll make a little trust fund for you all. But apart from that, I'm now, you're now going to be at the mercy of three deputy dads. Because I've had enough and I'm off fucking on around the world trip with me little gemstone profit. Or gemstone fortune, should I say. You never know, I might come back with another 5 children. Anyway, so yeah, good news. I mean, that's amazing. It was a minor anyway, it was a small scale minor. So I'd love to do that. I mean, like I said that before, it's hard work, but wouldn't it be good to fucking be digging for gold and every last little, I mean, you'll be digging there for fucking weeks, but your desire or your enthusiasm wouldn't waver because you know that the next fucking time you hit that pickaxe, could be the one where you unearth something, you know, and that fucking one nugget could set you up for life. So you wouldn't give up. You'd still be working with a smile on your face, even if it took fucking years. And you've got to have faith. And, I mean, I guess if you've fucking done it for years and you didn't find a thing, but I think they usually find something that gives them some money that pays them wages, but they're waiting for the big one, aren't they? So they just keep going. Apart from some of those gold mines in America, they used to set up the town that used to be like, same within Australia, they set up the town so it had like casinos, it had like strip bars, prostitutes, bars, and then any money you'd make, you'd just spend it all in them. And it was the same guy who owned the minefield, so they'd be paying, but that's if you're doing it by yourself, but a lot of times they'd be paying the miners and the miners would be spending their wages in those establishments and coming home with nothing after going there for 6 months, thinking they're going to save up all the money, come back, buy themselves a little something, a house or whatever else. And they come back with fuck all. But it's better if you're out on your own mining and then you're looking for that big nugget. Yeah, it's out there. I'm looking at it. I'll go down the markets, looking around the antique markets and everything, and I'm looking for my nugget in one of those. One day it's going to show up and you're going to see me on here. I'm going to be on this podcast and I'm going to be pissed out my brains and I'm going to be laughing all the way through it. And I'm not going to tell you until the very end what's going on. And then I'm going to say, I'm rich. I don't even have to do this podcast anymore, but I'm doing it for you. Russell Crowe said he didn't, nearly never did The Gladiator because he thought the script was shit. And he said that it must have been a dummy script or like the first draft, because it was a good film, that was, and the script wasn't shit, was it? I mean, it was good, it was good all round. It won an Oscar and that, didn't it? So it can't have been bad, but he said he was swayed when the cast was announced, Joaquin Phoenix, Oliver Reed and Sir Jerick Jacobi, Sir Jerick Jacobi rather. But working with Oliver Reed, surely that's fucking number one, isn't it? To get to work with Oliver Reed, although you'd probably like have to be on your guard because he's the ultimate drinker. That's a guy who can fucking drink anybody under the table. It was unfortunately the ultimate drinker but alcoholic at the same time. So half the time he was an arsehole to people, but everybody loved him because he was good and bad, wasn't he? Good cop, bad cop in the same person. But he would like fucking drink everybody under the table. He went on the word, then he used to go out and like just fucking get his dick out and stuff like that in the middle of a... Who don't? That's like common in the... That's like a common thing for many fucking drunks, isn't it? Just like when they're down the pub and that. Like, oh no, time to get my dick out. Put my pint down a minute. But now in the age of the smartphone, that don't go down too well because that one goes around social media. So anyway, great... to work with all those actors anyway. So anyway, good job he did do it. Otherwise, we would have been denied a great film. What's it called? Men with pants. Men are pants when it comes to buying pants. Undies or whatever. Is that you? Am I talking to you? Apparently, you only get new ones every 5 years. That means you've wore them out. They're obviously like threadbare by then. They must be like fucking... The elastic's bust and everything. You might be even tying them up with rope. So if you're getting them, either that or you've got to have somebody who's buying them for you. That must be single men, because usually their wives aren't going to put up with that. They're going to be buying them some funky underwear so that they don't have to put up with looking at yours that's not on. It ain't down the fucking gold mines now with the fucking, the cowboy long johns on and all that. You got to have the sexies if you're going to keep fucking your relationship going or keep your lady friend happy. You can't turn up with fucking threadbare, worn out, back and front underwear, stained or like, you know, dull. You know, when they've gone from white to like a weird grey. How do I know? But anyway, it's out there. You know who you are. Anyway, so up your game, whatever you do. Shops are open. Think about it. Get down there tomorrow. Especially if you've got a date this weekend. Don't wear those tired old looking, sad, sorry excuse for a pair of fucking underwear. Go out and get something funky tomorrow. Believe me, it's going to make your day. Right, where are we going? Nearly there. Two super Earths have been discovered orbiting a nearby star. I tell you what, Red Dwarf Star G7887 and Red Dwarf Star GJ887. What's the other one called then? Fuck knows. Anyway, I can't read it, otherwise I'll be boring you all the way through. But anyway, so astronomers believe that two planets are too close to it and so too hot for liquid surface water. What? Okay, I shouldn't have done this one because that's one I should have researched. Anyway, two new super Earths have been discovered orbiting a nearby star. I told you, it's only a matter of time. The aliens are coming. We're going to see them very soon. I mean, that's two super Earths. They're bigger than our Earth. So it's exciting. I'll tell you what. We want to set up some telephones, some communications first. Let's talk to them from afar. let's see if they've got some way of sending pictures of them so we're not scared of their faces when they come. And like, so we're prepared. You know, they all look like fucking spiders or, I don't know, some of them ones and some of the fucking horror films. I wouldn't want to be met with that on a dark night, especially when, unless I'm really pissed, because when you're really pissed, you'd have your beer goggles on, wouldn't you? Some of the things some men end up with when they're and women end up with some rotters as well, but it's all down to the beer goggles. That drink just fucking turns somebody from a frog into a prince, doesn't it? And that could happen with the aliens. If you're pissed, if you don't know the aliens are coming, just get drunk, and when they come, you just go, oh, I tell you what, your eyes look, you got great eyes, all eight of them. You've got, I love those teeth that are sticking out of your ears, those two big fangs. We don't have those down here. And those ones at the bottom, your bottom jaw that comes out, it's like the predator. Yeah, you're not going to eat me, are you? I don't mean sexually either. Well, it could be. I'd rather it be sexually than fucking you eat me for real, but I'd rather not sexually either, because you look a little bit more than I've drank. I haven't drank enough to make you attractive. What am I going on about? I've got to get off that. Let's move on to the last one of the night, or last one of the week, should I say. A talent agency wants funky and unusual people to be extras in the new Lord of the Rings TV series. So those alien people that I've just spoke about, if you are down here already and you want to earn a little bit of money while you're down here, because you need a bit of a, you know, working holiday, then you can get a job on the Lord of the Rings TV series, because they're looking for people with an overbite, face burns, long skinny limbs, deep cheekbones lines on your face, acne scars, ears that stick out, bulbous or interesting noses, small eyes, big eyes, any deformities, skinny faces and missing limbs. Fucking hell. So they're asking for a fucking freak show, aren't they? They're like, oh great, that's me, I've got acne scars. Oh, I'm missing a couple of limbs, I'll get in touch. And then me, I'll be alright because I've got an interesting nose. that's my entry. If you've got skinny limbs, so you have to be a fucking alien to apply for it. So you need to put that advert up in some small town, hick town in America, or in England. We've got hillbillies here too. I know what we call them, but we've got some fucking strange people, believe me. And or in Australia, some of those big vast countries where there's people living in the middle of it that haven't quite evolved as quick as everybody else. Those people are the people who are going to get to go on to this. So basically, what you're going to have all those, and you're going to go apply for it and go, oh, I might be one of the main characters and that. No, you're going to be one of the fucking freaks in it, like one of the golems or the orcs or the other fucking horrible looking people that are in it. So don't get to think you're going to play the beautiful elf if you apply. Unfortunately, they're looking for cannon fodder. And you just might be it. Anyway, but you're going to get paid well. And it's a good opportunity to get yourself on the TV. Even if it is at the expense of your ugly face. Right, I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully I haven't offended you. I'm sure I haven't. I've told you I'm going to get on there with my nose. So hopefully you've enjoyed it. And I'll see you again next week. See you later for now. Bye.